Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Vicky.
Do you want to be an iceberg or fire?
A what?
Well, this morning's Power for Today author says that too many people who come to church are icebergs. You know, those big mountains of ice in the ocean.
I see. People at church can be cold or aloof or distant sometimes.
The author also says that at church, many people are just heads, legs, arms, or even a torso. That would be the upper part of the body without its arms.
I think she's saying that there are just pieces of a body, and no one is connected to anyone else. We have not united to form a complete body.
The only way to make icebergs unite is to thaw or melt them with heat.
I think I understand now.
So, what do you think could thaw a human iceberg?
The answer would be the fire of the Spirit of God that indwells us or lives in us.
Right. When we really love each other and offer praise and petition in our worship, the Spirit will begin to bring those cold bergs together.
Petition means to make a request. It can also be used as a noun to mean the request itself.
You are smart today. So the author is saying that we can even petition God to melt us.
That would be a great thing to do. And wouldn't church be a better place if there were less icebergs in it?
So the next time we visit the worship assembly, we should ask ourselves, am I an iceberg?
Great question. Well, let's begin a great day.
Have a good one.
You too.